Nolte, Polls Shows Democrats on Wrong Side of History with Israel. By John Nolte on May 27, 2021. While the Democrats and their corporate media allies increasingly embrace naked anti-Semitism and the disturbing rise in violence against American Jews, polling out of Fox News shows the public widely disagrees. Of late, the establishment media and Democrats have tried to push their fascist agenda. The canary in the coal mine of fascism has always been anti-Semitism. Using the recent fighting in Gaza between Israel and the terrorists in Hamas, who've targeted Israeli civilians using thousands of rockets. Laughably, even though Hamas started it and openly targeted innocent civilians, the fascist media and Democrats desperately try to spin the conflict in opposition to the Jewish state by falsely portraying Israel as the aggressor in an apartheid state versus the poor, oppressed Palestinians. This is laughable hogwash, and the good news is that the American public are not buying it, not even close. When asked in the Middle East conflict who do you side with more, only 24% chose the Palestinians, while 59% sided with Israel. On the question of the U.S. providing financial military aid to Israel's military, only 38% oppose, while 56% support. A majority of 51% approve of the U.S. selling weapons to Israel, while 44% oppose. If you want to know just how poorly the media and Democrats are failing in this brazenly dishonest propaganda push, compare today's numbers to the numbers to 20 and 24 years ago. In August of 2001, only 35% of Americans supported Israel, while 11% supported the Palestinians, with 54% abstaining. In 1997, the numbers were 29-11%, with 60% abstaining. Today's internals look even worse for Democrats on this question. When asked if you side with Israel or the Palestinians, by margins of 44-37%, blacks chose Israel. The same is true for Hispanics, 48-36%, non-white women, 43-41%, and people under age 45, 46-38%. It's pretty obvious that despite their celebrity and all the corporate media propaganda that elevates them, the squad, the hideous Jew-hating reps, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Ayanna Pressley, DME, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, are not moving public opinion, at least not in the direction they would like, which is against the Jews, especially those in Israel, whom they openly despise. We're seeing similar polling against another group of terrorists, those in Black Lives Matter. And again, this is happening despite a concerted, widespread, billion-dollar propaganda pushed by the establishment media, big business, big tech, Hollywood, and academia. As Black Lives Matter has waged war on innocent American civilians and exposed their own anti-Semitism, their support from the public has crashed. So you might ask yourselves, why, if the numbers look like this for Israel, do the Democrats still openly embrace anti-Semites? Well, the Democrats needs these fanatics to remain a national party. The party is a coalition of hate and bigotry, and fanatics are more reliable voters than swing voters and independents. As the saying goes, you gotta dance with them that brought you. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.